Welcome to Canada's Real Estate Podcast, your compass to all things real estate. And now, here's your hosts, Carla Brown and Adrian Schultz, Canada's real estate experts.
I just felt a Star Trek joke coming on, like assimilation, integration. Oh. You know, we are cyborgs. No, in all seriousness.
Can I be Princess Leia?
Yeah, that's Star Wars. I was thinking more Star Trek.
I always confuse those two because I'm not a science fiction person at all.
Whoa,
I know.
Sorry.
I wasn't into either one of them, although I did always like Princess Leia's hair.
Okay. Well, it's very difficult for a Trekkie to start talking about Star Wars characters. So I think we have to get back to the basics of Canadian real estate. No,
different lesson.
Yeah, and hardly basics. Let's first define what we think fits into the Canadian real estate industry, and that is the real estate buying and selling, the financing of real estate, that's the mortgage loans attached, the property management, if it's an investment property, and then fourth, perhaps not final, is an ability to insure the real estate asset that you bought, financed, and or are having managed. So I think those are the four areas of what we consider to be Canadian real estate. And please forgive us, appraisers and real estate lawyers. You're all part of the A team, but we're going to limit to those four for today.
Yeah. And I think we talk about how we can provide, and we've talked about this before in previous episodes on how we can actually service the client in this very holistic way of providing all of these services that they're going to need on their property journey, right? Or their housing journey, life journey, call it what you will.
And I think when you're on a journey, very much like an all-inclusive vacation, I think when you source the things that you need for your homeownership journey through a initial single point of contact, I think your overall cost goes down. I think there is the possibility of saving on those four different pieces when it's an integrated home ownership journey.
The cost savings as well as the peace of mind.
Right.
In my real estate days, I think that real estate agents are often turned to as advisors in all different ways. Like people, like the home ownership is just like this huge thing, the biggest decision that most people will make in their lives. They trust this person that they're dealing with like no other. So for this person to have these other services, you know, in the US, they call them ancillary services. And I've told you, I'm not a real fan of that because I think that they're all great standalone businesses, but they fit together. And the reality is that these people need them and they want to be able to deal with people that they trust. So it goes back to that relationship, right? Online can do so much, but you can't ever replace the relationship piece that I think people are looking for.
Do you want to go back in time?
How far?
We're going to go to 2002. Do you remember that?
Sure.
So in 2002...
We didn't know each other, but...
No, we didn't. And you were just a young spring chicken back at that time. But that is the time when I bought my first investment property. And I remember very specifically, my first reach out was to a realtor. And then it was, I just assumed, well, heck, I'm going to call my bank for the mortgage. And he said, do you have a mortgage broker? I'm like, huh, what's a mortgage broker? Disclaimer, I know what it is now. In 2002, yeah. I didn't. And he said, well, you've got to call my guy. And I called the guy and I thought, oh, okay, this is interesting. They gave me a bunch of options and I called my own bank and wow, my own bank's rate sucked compared to what the mortgage broker offered. And then at closing, I needed a lawyer. Well, golly, the real estate agent recommended a lawyer who's now my best friend, right? And then before closing, you had to go and get insurance. So I didn't know where to buy insurance. That's always just where I got my driver's license, I thought, right? And again, the realtor introduced me to a property insurance person. The thing is that one point of initial contact led to all these different complementary services that were required for the transaction. But it was all very like loose, you know, call my guy, his number, you know, call my girl. Here's her email or whatever it was. It wasn't organized in any way, shape, or form. It was just loose. It worked okay. But when I think about it now, it's like, wow, you know, why didn't he give me a list of people I could call? Or why didn't he, you know, make it much easier for those people to connect with me? And I think that's where in the US, integration, for lack of a better word, of those complementary services is a lot farther advanced in the US than it is here. But whoa, is it coming fast?
Mm-hmm. And that's on the client side of it, which is interesting. But let's flip it over to like the business side of it. So those of you that are on the call that are realtors on the call, like we're having a call with people, sorry, listening to the podcast. Just get out my rotary phone. I don't know, it sounded like really like I was like back in 2002 there for a second. So I'm going back. I'm going forward now into the future.
Yeah.
And we're talking about it from a business perspective. So realtors, mortgage brokers, property managers, insurance brokers that are listening to this, how can you get these other business lines to be part of the business that you're doing? Other revenue streams, complement downturns in the market with different things.
Data exchange. Does your client really want to fill out property details a fourth time to get insurance?
Exactly. How do you streamline that? So these are questions that I kind of put out to everybody because these are things that Adrian and I think about daily on how we solve these problems across Canada.
I also dream about them.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do.
Right after I've tasted a house.
Yeah. One of our colleagues actually just wrote a really interesting article for Forbes. So I don't know if we have show notes, if we can link it, but we can talk about that in another episode. And this is really about how you can really grow your business by aligning yourself with these other businesses. And I think it's a concept for the future. I think it's more than ancillary services, like our friends down in the US are calling it. And I think when you do it correctly, it's actually easier than what one would think. I think personally, real estate brokers out there, you're already doing the hard part. Like I've ran a real estate brokerage. I get it. That is the hard part. You don't have to run all these other businesses, but you can easily add them into your repertoire of services somehow.
Yeah. I think one of the elephants in the room on this topic of integration is that how can one person or one entity be great at many things? And I think the key answer to those is we are never talking about one person doing it all. We're talking about systematically, in a synergistic way, connecting those four areas of a real estate journey or a home ownership journey together, all best-in-class brands and best-in-class people, okay?
Totally.
To make that work. And that's what's unique, I think, is this is, I think in the US, they tend to like one company tries to do all of the pieces on its own. And I think our approach of high quality, reputable brands doing their part in that journey, but bringing them together is, I think, what makes this so special as we continue the journey on integration of real estate brands.
Yes. The business lines are very different, Adrian. Some of them are contractual and some are very transactional. And I think, you know, understanding that you can't run them the same and you're either strong on transactional type business or you're strong on contractual type of business, it's really hard to be both. So having that separation and just being, I guess, professionals and the best in class in those different areas, but then plugging them all together, like you and I, you dream about it. I work on it. I can honestly say I'm not dreaming about it, but I'll leave that to you.
My mind is still stuck on transactional and what?
Contractual.
That sounds like a marriage, transactional and contractual.
Well, when you sell a house, it's very transactional, right?
Yes.
And when you're in property management, you have this contract. So it's the service level is an ongoing thing every single month. We talked about that lots in previous episodes where we are, well, I won't say touch because then you're going to want to try to taste the house again. But
you really have to listen to the full sentence as we're speaking. You should never listen to what they call podcast snippets.
Totally. I don't know. You're right.
By the way, this is how they make bad political videos, is they just put in the word touch or taste and they leave out the context.
Okay. Back to business. Back to business, Adrian. In a contractual relationship, you're touching. I don't want to use that word again.
No, it's fine. It's fine. At least we're being real.
Yeah, very real. Anyways, I think you understand the gist of it. The business lines can work complementary together in different ways. And that's real estate in Canada.
Thanks for listening to Canada's Real Estate Podcast. If you like this episode, please subscribe and give us a rating. The content shared is for informational purposes and reflects the opinions of the hosts. Connect with us online at canadasrealestatepodcast.ca. Today's episode is brought to you by Century 21 Canada, the gold standard in real estate. Explore listings, find an agent, and get advice at www.c21.ca.